Hi, I'm Lilson. Today I'm going to tell about the last solar system we came, how the sun and the eight planets had to form, about their matter began to form. Sun! It is a huge glowing ball of gas, you know, gas. Gas is only the air that we breathe. But that was oxygen air, and it's also around the atmosphere. But the gas are formed from the nebula, the Crown Nebula, one's types of primitive. It's only one of these basic molecules and explode out from the supernova, the leftover things from the supernova. But sometimes very supernova will actually blast out black holes. But not like supernova to explode like the any prone for that thing. And the gas need to crush by gravity. And the gravity was so strong. It's always wanted to run with the ring. What's everywhere will really, but when indeed we begin to burn when it's melt from the surface. It explodes out huge beams of energy. These energy jets can let the battery of the mini actually mess and dress. That was very superpower. And that was inside of this baby star. And suddenly began to melt. And suddenly the blue with the outside of the layer began to brush out and the extra gas blowing out from the surface. But you can't get like the star wind is that the super star blows itself to pieces in the main, but actually it's only one of these leftover gas blast out from the superstar. But the sunlight started only a little bit again and didn't let and only stayed on the prediction to make its own planets. Very sure, with everything was through. But I said if there is no sun without the heat and the light from the sun, it will be no life on Earth. And also, it needed to be careful with you from the limitless liberty for very, very interesting for the impacts. With everywhere that you there is for the ramification that would be free, and then Mercury. Mercury is a closer planet from the sun. Of course, it was made of rocks. And that was the tiny little rocks that you crash one together from different things, only in new gravity. But the gravity, our ending gravity, were too small and they couldn't just want to clump up together. So they need quick crash and form the asteroid. And when the gravity began to sink up, everything was speed up very actually, and all the bandy and asteroids crashing together from any diets. And also they formed huge rocks. And when is the gravity was 100 meters away, and it will pull itself to a round shape if you wanted to get a planet. And you needed to just blast out huge beams on mountains on the surface of the really of the Mercury will crash down and is more serene and itself the rocks just like a fluid of the asteroid going to squeeze down to object round that was on the planet. Very amazing. And when the grid is crashing together with the asteroids, it will begin melt on the surface, and the magma will intervene in all the surface of the Earth and the moon. So when they cool down, and also they will have water too on the moon. But no, the water, the big piles of water, are vaporized by the sun when it's getting near to the star of the sun. Venus. It's made of yellowish poison called sulfuric acid, clouds of and some deep dust and gas and rocks. Rocks begin to collide, and when the atmosphere really thick from the water when it's near it, and inside it had the yellowish poison called sulfuric acid. Sulfuric acid is we needed you to keep safe about space suit on. But if we don't have the space suit on, we'll be held. And it burn your skin. And even you said, and the body and everything can melt on the surface of Venus. Well, probably, because it's too hot there. But Mercury will 1,000,000,000,000,000,000 degrees on its surface of the band on the sun. And so hot that that oven baking cookies and will explode out when the human way is too hot. And, well, Venus is 65,000 degrees. It will stop. But with the hottest place on Earth had been more than heat in 3 minutes. It was much more heat on the surface of the Earth when it was very hot on the surface on Earth, the hottest place on Earth. And that Earth is made of atmosphere, 4/4 of land and 4/4 of ocean formed, and rocks. Rocks begin to collide like Mercury and Venus, and the atmosphere is very thin. There is oxygen that we can breathe, and there will be land that we can cross down the crust. And then we walk on the crust every day when the road, because you said the road, oh, actually is the crust, you know. Before, there was no grass, of course, and because it was too hot. But now, when the water came, the more the life, as we know, are seen on the Earth. Well, this question is, they were eventually very with the diamonds, with the whatever soon when they were soon with the material. Then Mars. Mars is a red planet, but actually, because it was covered with red dust. With the red dust on the side, there was iron inside the soil, and the soil rusted. Rusted will actually ruin skin and ruin me, and so the dust and gas were flying all over the place. But it will be a dust storm on the Mars. You ever seen from the different dust storms on Earth? It was very violent. Even though there were volcanoes on the surface of Mars, but you can't go there. But you can always visit there a little bit. Wee. But this time, I have a funny regulation. Mars is the best drink of ice cream. You said ice cream. Ice cream, that's when the side with the down dumpty, when you slide on the, just like a banana, to go down to the slide. Very happy, but it's very long. I will weave to the bottom of the top, but you need to climb, because our challenge, I was always to just pretty painful. And then Jupiter is made of gas. Well, is the important being for stars. Crust, and from the giant planet started to form, it is cold enough to get solid snow in order to make ice snowflakes, and these things began to come together to form the giant planets of the core. And that was maybe that the giant planets was so big. There was during the main engine. And when the form, the core collapsed, from the form, the core is bigger than the Earth 3 billion. These three will be enough matter and enough gravity that can cruise into the other gas beginning, and it's just with hundreds and hundreds of the atmosphere. And when the planet get bigger and bigger and bigger, the more the gravity will be more and more strong. And when the 70 rocks are in the gas, begin to just sink inside the near of the very well. It is the nursery of the moons of the Jupiter. Well, Saturn is very particular, you know. And then it is beautiful rings and swung across on that. First, it's just like the same of Jupiter, and there was a lot of moons formed. And one day is in one boom comet smash into one moon, and it's going to flies out all the ice pieces, and then somebody with the family are churning from that moon, push into Saturn, and the Saturn Mars's gravity will help it to push outward and squeeze into pieces outward, and all the ice of pieces of the comet and actually the moon and the moons begin to put together by the gravity, and soon it will form to a ring system of all the maturing tiles. And then also began to rain as Uranus. It's the same thing of the moon. That means it's the same thing that formed of the it's the same thing that will form on Saturn. And this, the Neptune head is, oh, me too. And I'm going to tell about how the Neptune's rings form. Well, because Neptune, we see, it's an ruined, it was going to form a little more closer. And it's too near to the bit. And so it will crush by the gravity. And it's soon after it falls to pieces, and that was why, and also the pieces begin to just run flattening like the Saturn and Uranus form to a noodle. And this all was for my moon vacation. And if you want to do more of these conditions for your parents, you can ask me from inside this video or Bambi on my Kirby. Okay, thanks everyone. Bye. See you next time.